Thus, from 2000 to present, NGO Sadokat has implemented a number of projects with the support of different development organizations. And the projects included, but not limited to, women's empowerment, youth empowerment, improvement of the conditions of the persons with disabilities, as well as improvement of the situation on reproductive health and prevention of the sexually transmissible diseases, particularly among the young people in different areas of its operation. So far, NGO has been successful in implementation of its projects in an effective and transparent manner. And over the time, the NGO Sadokat has also expanded its mandate, ranging from just women's support to wider support of rural areas. Over the recent years, we have been focusing on many areas related to the rural development. And as you have also rightfully mentioned, we have been focusing on improvement of infrastructure of the healthcare and education facilities in rural areas where people have less access compared to those the citizens living in urban areas. Why I joined the NGO Sadokat? Because I come from rural area myself, and I was also among those young people from remote areas who personally experienced various difficulties in life, particularly half of my study at the secondary school coincided with the civil war going on in Tajikistan. That has doubled our challenges. Therefore, it was my dream from my childhood that I would do something for the improvement of rural lives if I would have an opportunity. Now I am really honored and pleased to have this opportunity and to be able to support rural people in improving their living standards.
That's great to hear. Now, you talked about civil war, and just sort of, you know, I just want to take a thing. I mean, it must have been very hard for you, right? There was a lot of uncertainty. Now you live in a situation which is by far much more certain. How do you think that's transformed at least your experience and that in the rural sector? Rural sector is major. I mean, 20% of the agriculture GDP is about 20% of the GDP in Tajikistan. So rural sector is such an important sector for Tajikistan.
Definitely, the country, I mean, Tajikistan was in a chaos and full of uncertainty in the beginning of 2000s. Only physically, we can say somewhere in 2010, the real development phase of Tajikistan has started. Since Tajikistan is a mountainous country and 93% of its territory is covered by mountains, only 7% of arable land is available in the country. Definitely, agriculture plays an important role for the country's economy. As you have rightfully mentioned, about 70% of the Tajik population lives in rural areas, and 60% of the labor force is engaged in agriculture in different regions of the country. Definitely, there was really